Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos being here. She is the founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com, the founder of DF Consulting, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, and also associate professor for a business at King's College there in the New York area. Dawn, thanks again for being here. Wrap up our conversation today on the do-it-yourself accounting, bookkeeping packages, or just doing it yourself as opposed to hiring a pro. What's one of the last things we need to know?
Okay. Well, the one thing that nobody ever knows, but they need to know, is that you could be showing a profit and still be going bankrupt. Okay, because the definition of bankruptcy is running out of cash. So you got to manage your profitability, and you have to manage your cash flow. And the best way to do that is to hire somebody who is a pro, who's going to give you an accurate reading of what is really going on in your business. So the gentleman that was before me on your show, Jim, was talking about admitting what's going on, right? The first thing you have to do is you have to admit it. Well, you can't admit what's going on if you don't know what's going on.
Right.
So the whole idea about getting out of this DIY, doing your books, and hiring a pro to do that is to have an accurate view, the good, the bad, and the ugly, of what is going on in the business so that you can start making better decisions.
And see, this is something that a pro is not just going to do your books for you, but they're going to help you understand what's coming at you. But now I'll tell you something else, though. I want to point something out. One thing you won't get from your CPA, or Dawn, maybe they're different. The ones you are around are different than the ones I'm around. CPAs don't necessarily like to talk about the future.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So I recommend you have a CPA to manage to help you manage your finances, your accounting. Get your reports for you. But when it comes to forecasting the future, especially from a cash flow standpoint, I recommend you find somebody like a consultant. And of course, Dawn's book would be your own little. You'd have like having Dawn on your desk there. but have somebody to help you with this, because that's what I used to do when I had my consulting business. I picked up where the CPA left off, because they would not talk about the future. They would not do projections.
Yeah. Well, the other thing too is they are historians.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
So when you put your information into the book, whether you do it or somebody else does it, it's stuff that's already happened. It's forensic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change the past, but you can be wise about what the implications are for the future.
That's exactly.
So what you can do is
put the dot. Right? That's it's called connecting the dots, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can remember back to decisions that you made and say, oh, these were the results. Are those good results or not good results? Do I want different results going forward?
Right.
And what do I need to change in order to get there? So there are a couple of things, Jim, I just want to leave everybody with. The first is, you know, you have to separate your personal and your business expenses. You have to do this, and you've got to be really crisp about it, because if you ever get audited, it is an absolute nightmare. So a lot of small business owners, they're S-Corps or they're not incorporated at all, and there's a big blur between their personal expenses and the business expenses, and that's really, really, really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's listening and they're a small business owner and that's going on in their lives, they got to fix that, and
they've
got to do it right now.
It's called commingling, and it's not
good. It is commingling, yeah. The other thing that I want to encourage everybody to do is to keep receipts and keep them in an organized fashion, because if ever you do get audited, you have to validate and rationalize the spend, and the receipt is the evidence that it was a legitimate expense.
Right.
If you don't have the receipt, the IRS is probably not going to rule in your favor, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that means all kinds of penalties and stuff. And so for a little bit of organization up front, you could save yourself tens of thousands of dollars. So please make sure that you separate your personal and your business expenses, and
It's the reason why it's a good idea to have
and hire a pro. Save yourself the aggravation. And one of the things that I do know about Intuit Pro Advisors, especially those with the advanced designation, is that they will go through your monthly statements with you, and they'll explain to you what it means. And I'll leave everybody with this one last thought. If your gross profit is not 30% of revenues, you can't afford to stay in business.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
that assumes that they know what gross profit, how do you even come up with that number, right?
But read my book, Accounting for the Number.
It'll help you with that. That's exactly right. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job again. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks. Jim.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us. And so we did. Don't forget, HiddenProfitProfit.com. That's her website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.